Girl, aged 23 from Queenstown, was found already on the beach. Sadly, she was deceased following a fatal drowning accident. Condolences are conveyed to family and friends of the deceased female.
Angry Dobsonville residents in Soweto say they have not had electricity for the past 3 weeks now. They claim to have engaged with Eskom to come and fix their transformer, which has been problematic since 2015. Residents say, however, nothing has happened. They also claim that the power outage is also contributing to crime in their streets, as people are being mugged at night. They are appealing to the power utility to resolve their problems.
We have been without electricity for 3 weeks to four now. It's very difficult. Every day you must buy candles and paraffin, and some of these are dangerous when you have children in the house. You cannot use paraffin when children are around. Motoa Street is very dangerous because things that are happening here cannot be tolerated. We are hostages in our own
home. We cannot go outside.
And state media in Algeria say the head of the army, Ahmed Gaid Salah, who briefly became the country's de facto leader earlier this year, has died of a heart attack. He was 79, the BBC's Abla Clark reports.
The sudden death of the man considered by many to be the most powerful in Algeria will no doubt shock a nation already facing political turmoil. General Gaid Salah was once a member of the former president Abdelaziz Bouteflika's inner circle. He turned against his leader and called for his resignation in April after months of anti-government protests. The general assumed leadership and called the elections, which took place this month.
The top story at 4 o'clock, Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula says road deaths have been reduced by 30% so far since the start of the festive season.
Big Vern to retire after England Test Series, and Leclerc extends Ferrari deal until 2024. Details are more 4:30.
In Cape Town, De Grendel Avenue South, there is a crash after Plattekloof Road Circle. One lane is obstructed. On the N7 highway, a vehicle is on fire near Dunoon. KZN on the N2 northbound, there's a stationary vehicle after Higginson Highway blocking the left lane. And in Joburg on the N12 westbound, look out for a stationary vehicle after Putfontein Road. If you come across any traffic problems, please WhatsApp us 082-550-5151. I'm Nadia Romanus with your traffic.
Summer.
This is Djibouti in the summertime.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Tiwa Savage, and everybody loves.